Skagway debates the long-term use of one of its municipal RV parks, and the mayor suggests giving half to the local tribal government. And a look at the tourism outlook for Haines this summer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Skagway's mayor has proposed giving half of the land that was once a native boarding school to the local tribal government. The proposal was made on Monday night during a special assembly meeting to discuss the long-term future of the 5 acres that's now a municipal-owned RV park. The Garden City RV Park was the site of the Pius X Mission School, which housed Native children and helped indoctrinate them into Western culture in the mid-1900s. On Monday night, Skagway's Assembly held a special public meeting to discuss the park's long-term plans. Mayor Andrew Cremata started the meeting off with a proposal that appeared to take many in the room by surprise.
There is a scar at Garden City, and it covers a wound that was created when the Pius X mission was operational. I would recommend seriously entertaining taking half of that property, recognizing the scar exists, and in an effort to heal that scar, generously give that property to the Skagway Traditional Council, half of it, where the mission is buried.
The RV park was purchased in 2013 from the Catholic Church and is currently awaiting an archaeological study to determine what lies underground. There has been added scrutiny lately of former residential boarding schools like the Pius X Mission School, especially since hundreds of bodies of Native school children have been found buried at similar schools in Canada in recent years. For its part, the Skagway Traditional Council has stated that it wants to wait to see the results of the study that's scheduled for later this year before determining how much of the land they think is appropriate to receive. Monday's meeting was also about developing a long-term plan for the park's future. Some residents want it to remain a viable option for low-cost employee housing, others want the revenue and economic diversity it offers as an RV park, and still others want the land to be sectioned off and sold for development. Assemblyperson Dustin Stone argued that creating lots for sale won't solve Skagway's long-standing seasonal housing shortage.
There is a, I guess for lack of a better term, a crisis for people who are looking to buy their first home who have been here year-round. But I'd say the real housing crisis in this town is we don't have anywhere to house people that come here to work and support our economy all summer.
As for making the park accessible for seasonal housing, Assemblyperson Hansen agreed that shouldn't be part of Garden City's future.
I don't think an RV park ever should have been our band-aid for employee housing. What's far more appropriate is we develop a trailer court if you're looking for cheap, affordable housing, and the only place really to do that properly is across a bridge.
The municipality does own about 5 acres of land north of downtown that is set aside for the development of either a trailer park or an RV park. Borough manager Brad Ryan said the municipality has received an estimate for the cost of extending utilities to the area.
It's about $10 million. We actually have a grant application in for it as well.
Assemblyperson Reba Hilton says she wants to keep a portion of Garden City as an RV park as a way to diversify Skagway's tourism-based economy instead of strictly relying on cruise ships. She also wants the Catholic Church to take some responsibility for the mission school, which it sold to Skagway's local government for $1.5 million.
I do support RV traffic. I think it's an important part of our economy, and we really need to invest all we can. And I would love to see half of Garden City RV Park continue to be an RV park. I think having green space and having nice facilities, especially close to a school, is really, really important. I think the minimum we should give back is half of it. And I think we should ask the Catholic Church to give us half of that money back, too. They should be paying for that. We wrote them a $25,000 check in the last check run. Give that back, please. We want to do what's right. They should do what's right as well.
Assemblyperson Bass was committed to making lots available for sale where the park sits. Other ideas presented included building dormitories or even a vocational school at the site. After the nearly two-hour-long meeting, the mayor asked for the discussion to continue at the committee level. Haines could see a record number of visitors this summer, according to preliminary industry estimates, traveling by air, car, and cruise lines. However, many questions remain around border restrictions, the COVID-19 pandemic, and other factors. KHNS's Corinne Smith checked in with Haines Tourism Director Stephen Auk for the latest projections. Here's part one of that conversation. Stay tuned for part two on Wednesday's newscast.
Stephen, thanks so much for joining us today. So can you give us a broad perspective of the Haines summer tourism outlook? Kind of what do we know right now?
Sure. There's a lot to kind of break down in that, but I guess kind of a quick glance is from all the industry metrics, if you look at all the traveler sentiment and everything, people want to travel. So everybody is expecting to see a lot of travelers throughout the world, not just in the United States and Alaska. So we expect that they'll want to travel to remote places and not do as much of the city travel that they used to do. So there's an expectation that we'll see more people in areas such as Haines and just the state of Alaska as a whole. So we expect that. But of course, the things that are going to impact some of those independent travelers in particular would be the question about Canada. As we know right now, the border is open for fully vaccinated travelers with testing requirements. But we don't know if that will change, which direction it will go, or when that'll happen. So that does impact people driving here or taking the ferry up and then continuing on to the interior.
Right. The U.S.-Canadian border requirements are still uncertain. How about air travel and cruise ship passengers to Haines?
Alaska Airlines actually reported that they think that they'll be matching their 2019 capacity by summer of this year. So that's nice to hear. And then, of course, there's the question of cruise traffic. And right now, if we look at the schedule published by Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, normally we could count on those numbers, but obviously this is a different time. But based on that number of 100% capacity on all of those ships, we would expect to see about 90,000 passengers in Haines this year. And the important thing to note on that is that's quite an increase. As a matter of fact, from our average from the last 10 years pre-COVID, 2010 through 2019, we averaged about around 38,000 guests in Haines. So going into 90,000 is a huge increase. And to those that remember 2019, a lot of people were calling it a banner year for us because it was certainly the biggest volume we had seen in a while. In 2019, we saw 54,000 passengers off of cruise ships. So staring in the face of that 90,000 number is a pretty big number.
Wow. Yeah, that would be huge.
But at the presentation at the Chamber of Commerce lunch the other day, Lainey Downs from CLIA spoke. And she said that they're expecting to see not quite that 100% capacity like we had seen in the past. So it's important to note that number, we can't, expect the full amount. But the thing that I like to kind of prepare people for is even if those ships sail at, say, two-thirds capacity, 66%, you're still looking at 60,000 people, which is still an increase over the 2019 number. So as long as we don't have to worry about any issues with CDC shutting down crews again, which we kind of don't expect at this point, then if we see those numbers, they'll certainly be big.
That was Haines Tourism Director Stephen Auk on a tourism outlook for this summer. That was part one of an extended conversation. Stay tuned for part two on Wednesday's newscast. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.